Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show and happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I hope everybody's doing well out there. Today, for today's show, I was doing some research and I came across an article a few days ago. And it's titled 10 Passive Income Ideas for Entrepreneurs, right? And this article is terrible. It is absolutely 100% noise, and it's wrong. And we're going to dig into this article later in the show, but it led me to think I need to do a show on exactly what passive income is, what it looks like, why we like passive income, more importantly, what passive income is not, right? And I'm going to pick some examples right from this article and discuss these fallacies of passive income. And then we're going to finish the show with the power of real estate to create passive income and why we like real estate in particular as the vehicle to create passive income. Because real estate, just the laws and what you can do within a real estate investment, they're catered to provide an advantage over other types of investing. And so real estate is extremely powerful. So I hope you can stick with me for the entirety of today's show. It's that important of a show. And if you miss any part of this or can't stay for the entire show, obviously you can pick us up on the podcast, Lifestyles Unlimited, or you can go to the Lifestyles Unlimited website and click on the radio button there. But let's get into it. The IRS defines three types of income, okay? There's passive income, obviously. There's active income, also known as W-2 income, right? That's a job. That's where you trade time and labor for dollars, essentially, right? Your time, your labor, and whoever's paying you, they pay you in dollars. That's W-2 income. And then there's a third type of income, and that's called portfolio income. So there's only three types. And let me get rid of portfolio income right now because we're not going to talk about it. Portfolio income is essentially money received from investments, dividends, interest, capital gains, right? It's income made within the stock market typically. It can also be royalties. Those are considered portfolio income sources. And again, that's one of the three main categories of income. Now, just as an aside, I want you to know portfolio income is not subject to Social Security or Medicare taxes, okay? It's not. And then there's W-2 income, right? That's the next type. And just understand, W-2 income is the most taxed of all types of income, okay? So the income that most people that we are programmed to pursue from a very early age is also just happens to be the most taxed. So that's W-2 income. And they call it W-2 income. W-2 is the form that your employer must send to the employee, right? You get a copy and the IRS gets a copy at the end of each year. And then by April 15th, essentially, you utilize that form and you have a chance to adjust, right? You either paid too much or you paid too little and you settle that out by April 15th with the IRS. That's the W-2 form. That's why they call it W-2 income. But W-2 income, it's taxed, federal income tax, Medicare tax, Social Security tax, state and local taxes may apply. So W-2 income is the most taxed of all. And then there's passive income, and that's defined passive income. And I get this from a website called Investopedia, which is a pretty neat website. For definitions and information on financial terms and things along those lines. They also have investing ideas that I don't follow. I'm a real estate investor, so I don't follow their ideas. But the definition of passive income, according to Investopedia, is Passive income is earnings derived from a rental property, limited partnership, or other enterprise in which a person is not actively involved. Okay, let me say that again, not actively involved. As with active income, passive income is usually taxable. However, it is often treated differently by the Internal Revenue Service. Okay, so passive income is income that is earned from a rental property or an enterprise in which the investor is not actively involved. Okay, very important. Not involved. Passive income encompasses different sources. It could be loans to a corporation, to a property. So look at it like this. To know what passive income is, if you didn't go to work tomorrow, the next week, the next month, or the next year, and yet you were still getting paid, chances are you have passive income, okay? Or maybe this one's even easier. If you're making money in your sleep, then that is passive income, okay? Another way to think of it is interest, right? You have, let's say you have a savings account, and that savings account, I mean, albeit it's only earning, what, 0.01, 0.05, some really low number, but it's still earning. So interest, essentially, is considered passive income. But it's very important that you understand those definitions as we go through with the remainder of the show, because there's a lot of fallacies around passive income. And then I also want to throw out, this is an example of just how taxed maybe one form of income is over another. You may or may not recall this, but when Mitt Romney was running for president, right? Warren Buffett threw out what I consider a very unfair statement. And I'm not here to defend Mitt Romney. What I'm here to just throw you how dangerous this statement was. But Warren Buffett said, "My secretary pays more in taxes than Mitt Romney." Okay. And so a lot of people just took that statement at face value, and they considered Mitt Romney some kind of schemer or cheater or what have you. What Warren Buffett was saying was, and it was terrible the way this came across, the way people understood it, is basically his secretary is taxed at the higher rate because she has W-2 income, and Mitt Romney's actually taxed at a lower rate because he had portfolio and passive income. So there's the difference there. When we get right back, we're going to discuss passive income. I've got some very powerful information that you're going to want to pick up throughout this show, so I hope you can stick with me. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. In doing research for this week's show, I came across an article entitled 10 Passive Income Ideas for Entrepreneurs. And we're going to get into that at the bottom of the hour, because everything in the article, in my opinion, is 100% wrong. So I wanted to do a show about passive income specifically and define it, what it is, what it's not, fallacies wrapped around it, why we like passive income, and then the power of real estate to create passive income and why we choose real estate. But in the first segment, we learned primarily there's three types of income. W-2 is the most taxed of all sources of income, yet that's the one everyone chases, right? You're programmed from a very early age that the only way to get ahead in this world is to get a job and work, 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 and hopefully save, save, save. And then hopefully one day when you're 65 or 70, you can retire. And that plan just doesn't work for the majority of people in this country today. We learned that true passive income means the investor is not actively involved, okay? Not actively involved. It's an investment that creates income that you literally do nothing, okay? That's how the IRS defines it. That's not me. That's not Lifestyles Unlimited. That's the IRS. So let's talk about why we like passive income. And I'm going to get into a concept here in a little bit that's extremely powerful. So I want you to stay with me. But we like passive income for a lot of reasons, okay? But the first reason is really simple, because with enough passive income, we can retire, okay? So with enough of doing nothing, you can retire, right? Because you're not actively involved. So what do I mean by that? Retirement, my friends, if you think retirement's an age or a date, again, that's what the conventional world has told you your whole life. It's not. Retirement is a financial conditions, okay? When it's a stream of income. When your passive income meets or exceeds your W-2 income, okay, do you need to go to work? No, you don't. You don't have to go to work anymore because your passive income meets or exceeds your W-2 income. Obviously, that's what you're paying your bills and your financial obligations with. So you can, at that moment, you can retire if you want. You can then do what you want, with whom you want, where you want, how you want, on your terms. So I want to repeat that retirement's a financial condition. And so with enough passive income, you can retire. Okay, we call that financial freedom. The second reason we like passive income, our passive income actually grows each year, okay, based on the way we set it up. Year two is greater than year one. Year three is greater than year two. Year four is greater than year three, and so on. Okay, so your passive income actually continues to grow each and every year. All right, it's the second reason why we like it. Third reason, not only does your passive income grow larger, remember, this is where you invest in something and you're not actively involved, but your net worth will grow larger annually, okay? And I'm gonna pick one way right now, and this is very, very powerful. Let's say I know a lot of you out there listening probably have $200,000 in your 401k or mutual funds or in your quote unquote retirement savings accounts. Okay, I'm just gonna pick 200. If you have less, fine. If you've got more, great. You can still follow this example here. So, using our model, this $200,000, and let's just say it's single family homes and you're invested in real estate. Well, the $200,000 actually owns assets that are worth 4 to 5 times that because you're leveraged, right? 20% down to buy a deal. And I'm not going into the whole program that we utilize. Oftentimes, that $200,000, the way we do it, is controlling much more than 4 or 5 times. But I just want to keep it simple, right? You're leveraged. So we can say this is 8 to 10 single family homes in Dallas, Fort Worth. That's a very real example right there. Each home is cash flowing, right? The rent minus the PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance equals passive income. That's the passive side of it. But what's happening to your net worth in this example? Okay, so if $200,000 and you're leveraged 4 to 5 times that, let's say that's $1 million worth of real estate. I think 8 to 10 homes is very easily $1 million worth of real estate. It's probably worth much more than that. But just follow me here for ease. Let's say, again, very real world example here, 5% appreciation. 5%, that's a great number. Well, your $200,000 is actually growing at a value of 25% because you get the full appreciation. That $1 million, right? 5% of $1 million, and you're only in it for $200,000, is $50,000. $50,000 on $200,000 is a 25% return annually. Okay? Do you follow me? Are you understanding? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? If you want to call the show right now with any questions, it's 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or email me, askmike@luinc.com. So What if instead of trying to save $1 million in your 401k so that you can retire, your goal was to instead invest $1 million in real estate? And let's say you got there. And again, that $1 million is controlling 4 to 5 times that. We're leveraging these properties, right? So that's controlling $4 to $5 million in in real estate. And again, that's appreciating at 5%. So instead of making $50,000 in appreciation a year, you're making $200,000 to $250,000 a year. That is incredibly powerful, my friends. And that happens through real estate creating passive income. The bank doesn't take your appreciation. All the bank wants on these notes is what you agree to as far as an interest rate when you borrow money to buy these loans. So I hope you understand that concept. Please email me if you have any questions at all. That is real growth, my friends. Each and every year it continues to grow. You can look at it like this. If you find that hard to believe, the 4 to 5 times, right, when you leverage your real estate, many of you own houses out there, right? But you don't really own it. You have a note on the house. You have a mortgage. But when the property tax man sends you that notice in the mail, and your property taxes are based on 100% of the value of your property. So you may own a $400,000 home, yet you still owe $200,000 on the bank. Does the county say, well, heck, I'm only going to, you know, your property tax is only based on your true equity? No, your property tax is based on the entire value of the home. In reverse, the reciprocal of that is your appreciation on all real estate that you own is yours to keep. Okay? Yours to keep. So I hope you understand that concept. That's one of the main reasons why we really, really like passive income. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a quick break, and we're going to talk about what passive income is not. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Yes, we are. Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing specifically passive income, defining it, what it is, what it's not, fallacies of passive income, why we like passive income as investors, and why real estate is really just the perfect vessel to create passive income. And we'll get into that portion in the last segment of the show. But before we get too much further, I want to invite you to a free workshop. If you want to learn about these concepts that we use to create passive income and wealth, then I encourage you to attend one of our free workshops. How do you do that? Well, it used to be in person. Now it's a live stream, but it's not a webinar. You tune in, you can ask questions. It's live. You can sit there in the comfort of whatever chair in your living room with your iPad or get on your laptop. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And you can see some of the concepts that I'm talking about right now on today's show. They'll do a little deeper dive, and it's about a 90-minute free workshop. If you want to join, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Right now, our annual membership is only $197. Okay, $197. That's it. That's cheap. It's way cheaper than it was when I joined in 2013. Okay, I guess that's the COVID special that Dale's running to encourage some of you to get off the fence and come see what we do and why we do it and how we do it and create true wealth for yourself. So if you want to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, email me and I will email you back personally. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. Okay, this article that I found when I was researching this week's show, this is just so incredibly bad. I'm not going to name the writer. I don't want to disparage anyone personally, but this is bad information. This, I call a lot of this stuff bubblegum because people just write and they throw it out there on the internet. But if somebody comes across it and they see this article, 10 passive income ideas for entrepreneurs, and this person, let's say they want to create passive income, they understand in their mind what it is and the need for it, and then they start looking at some of this stuff, they can definitely get lost. So anyway, let's recall the definition of passive income, okay? Passive income, when used as a technical term, is defined as either net rental income or income from a business in which the taxpayer, very important here, does not materially participate. Okay, we do both. Net rental income, that's our single family stuff. We do passive investing in apartment communities, and that's exactly what it sounds like. That is, you like the deal, you review the business plan of the deal, you agree with it, and you invest within the purchase of an apartment community with a lead investor. And then you do nothing, okay? Absolutely, you're not involved, you don't make decisions, you do not materially participate. That's called creating passive income right there. That is a true passive investment. So this article, 10 passive income ideas for entrepreneurs. Number one, start a blog, okay? Anyway, you know where I'm going if you've listened to this show for any portion of it. But what they're saying here is, aside from promoting your own products and services, okay, sounds like someone has a job, you can earn money from affiliate products and sponsored reviews, okay? So if your blog is good enough and a lot of people like it, what they're saying is you'll have some companies that will advertise on your blog site. Okay, I'll give you that site is truly passive income, okay? But the point I want to make is writing a blog is work, right? I don't know how often you need to write it, 2 or 3 times a week, maybe more, I would assume. But that's a job, my friends. And then you're hoping that your blog's good enough and someone sponsors it. And then you get caught in that rabbit hole, right? Now I've got sponsors. Now I need to churn out more material, more material, more material. My friends, you're working. That's a job, okay? What's their number two of their top 10 list? Create and sell ebooks. Look, passive income is you're not materially participating. I'm looking at the word create and sell, okay? Those are verbs. Those are active verbs. Creating and selling is a job. That is not passive income, okay? Here's one. Create and sell audiobooks. Look, I would tell the person that wrote this article, see my previous answer. They're, create and sell, is that's active. That's W-2. That is not passive income. Sell photos online. No. That sounds like hours and hours of work for a maybe. You're taking these pictures, you're cleaning them up, you're putting them online, and then you're setting up a site for someone to purchase this. You're going to pay W-2 income on that, okay? True passive income is predictable, my friends. It truly is. You understand what the investment's going to pay, and as it pays, you can literally do a spreadsheet and understand how much is coming in almost to within half a point of a percent. You can predict your passive income. None of these are predictable, okay? None of these at all. It sounds like a gamble, really. You're going to do all this work, and maybe you're going to sell something. Okay, number five, develop courses online. Again, I feel like I'm kicking a dead horse. If you sell something, that's W-2 income, okay? That's you're working. So I guess the way this is written, it says some course developers report a 6-figure income each year. Okay, that material is going to get old and you're going to have to develop it again and refine it and keep it up to date and tune it. So I don't think that's passive income at all. Maybe if you create it one time and sell it several times, that's what the author was thinking, but I disagree. Here's one, create membership sites. So they say, with this passive income idea, you create valuable content that readers will pay for. Again, if they're paying you for a service, is that passive income? Yes or no? No. That is W-2 income. That is active income, and the IRS is going to attack, is going to not attack you. They're going to tax you, and maybe a Freudian slip there, but they're going to tax you appropriately on that W-2 income. That's Medicare, Social Security, and federal income tax. Provide consulting services. I have friends that are consultants. Those are full-time jobs. There's a lot of work in consulting. One, you need to be an expert in your field. Two, you need to continue the continuing education so that you stay on top of your field of knowledge, right? So there's nothing passive about that. A real passive investment is you're going to put money into a deal or put money into a single family home. I understand that you may manage that house yourself. And there's going to be work in that, but you can also have a management company take care of that house for you. So we're getting close to the break. Their next three are offer digital downloads, join an affiliate program, which is about linking purchases and monetizing YouTube videos. Again, none of this is passive income. The title of this article should have been 10 side hustles you can do from your house. That would have been more truthful. So my friends, I hope I made the point that there's noise like this out there. There's misinformation, there's wrong information, and there's poor information. And it's very important that you get the correct information so that you're effective, so that you're doing things right, so that you're creating true wealth and building real passive income. My name is Mike Harrison with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the power of real estate to create passive income. We'll be right back after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This morning, we have been discussing passive income, what it really is, what it really looks like, what it's not, fallacies of passive income, and we reviewed those in the previous segment. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Okay, so in this segment, I want to go into the power of real estate to create passive income and why we choose real estate specifically. Honestly, if there was a different avenue, a different means to do what we're doing with our investments, in another way, then we would do that. Okay. Del Walmsley, when he founded Lifestyles Unlimited, prior to that, he looked at everything. He looked at franchises. He was a stock market investor. And when he got wiped out on his birthday in 1987, he realized, well, I'm not going to do that gamble again. What a ripoff. And so he looked at everything and he realized the power of real estate. Okay. what he's doing, though, is not new information. Okay, this isn't brand new. This isn't something that we've invented. It's not that we're able to take advantage of things that other people can't. This is out there. Okay, Dell just took and formulated essentially the best practices, right? The best, most effective. Let me say the most effective methods, right? Best practices is a good corporate term, but that's essentially what he did. But he didn't invent real estate by any means. He just said, look, this is a way to be much more effective. This is a way to almost magnify what you're doing, magnifying your investment. So I didn't know what passive income even was. I hadn't even heard that term until I was well into my 40s. Okay. If that's you, if you hadn't heard of it before, don't be ashamed. I truly think probably 70-75% of this country, maybe even more, either haven't heard of passive income or don't understand passive income, wouldn't know how to start passive income. And then they come across an article like I just reviewed. Oh, passive income, 10 passive income ideas for entrepreneurs. And then they get lost in a second job. I don't want you to do that. Okay. Maybe people fall into three categories. They don't know what passive income is. They don't understand passive income, or they're afraid of it, right? They're in the comfort zone, the good life comfort zone, right? What gets in the way of a great life? A good life. And so things are okay. Things are running fine. Everything is status quo. The bills are getting paid. And so these folks are saying, they're saying to themselves, well, heck, why do I want to get into real estate? Things are going just fine for me, and I don't want to risk it all. And I'm hoping to get rid of some of those fallacies, my friends, because it's not risky when you do it right. It is absolutely not risky. So I was in the first camp. I had never heard of passive income prior to attending our two-day seminar that we do. That's when I heard, and it was actually Dell Walmsley that taught me, he explained what it is, the advantages, how easy it is, and it really is easy. But that was 7 years ago, and that changed my life that day, changed it forever. And I wish someone had taught me these concepts when I was in my 20s, right? That's the reason for today's show. I hope I'm reaching out to some of you and getting you to think and understand that there is another way to create income, and it's actually a way that you're not involved, right? Passive income is exactly, unlike some of these things that come out of Washington, D.C., to where they say it's a certain thing and they use a certain word and it's the opposite. Passive income truly is passive income, okay? So what makes it the perfect, what makes real estate the perfect vessel for passive income? Well, one, once you set up this asset, this rental asset to create the passive income, and that's essentially you take the rent minus the principal, minus the interest, minus the taxes, minus the insurance, the leftover money is passive income. Once you have that asset set up and you've got a resident in that asset and they're paying their rent, you're still making money four other ways, okay? So we do it for the income. But there's four other advantages to it. Essentially, the laws are written such that real estate, there really is an advantage to putting your money in real estate versus, say, the stock market. So we're doing it for the passive, the income flow, the cash on cash. One single family home is going to be $350 to $500 per month, okay? That's reason one. It must cash flow. But in doing that, we are rewarded with these other, essentially, if you want to call it bonuses, go back to the segment two where I discussed appreciation, because if you miss that, you need to listen to that. And that's essentially where, would you rather have $200,000 in savings or in the stock market or $200,000 controlling $1 million worth of real estate? Just the appreciation alone, my friends, is going to help answer that question in your mind. Let's take another basic advantage of real estate. Each month when the resident pays the rent, you're going to pay the principal. Okay. And within that principal, if you look at the statement, there's, you may be escrowing, but there's essentially principal and then there's interest. A small portion of that, because we do 30-year notes, is going to go toward principal. And it might only be $100 a house. It might be $200 a house, depending on the value of that particular home. But you get that mortgage pay down, right, each and every month. 10 houses, let's say that's an additional $1,500 a month that you really don't see it. It's just kind of happening in the background. So that's continuing to pay down, right? $15,000 to $20,000 a year with 10 to 12 houses, okay? On apartment communities that we own, it's at a much greater, it's a larger number. It's not necessarily at a much greater rate. It's, you're just taking and adding zeros to the equations. Okay, let's continue on with another one of these wonderful bonuses that come to us when we create passive income through real estate. Well, we get tax advantages. What do I mean by that? Well, each home you get to depreciate, and the rate is 27.5. So really it's 1/27th of the value of the home annually. Let's call it that. Well, you take that and you write it off against the cash flow. Okay. That makes the cash flow essentially, tax-free or maybe just a small amount of tax. It depends again on the value of the home and that 1/27th of a value. So if it was a $270,000 house, just to be clear, we could write off 1/10 of that, $27,000 annually. You're probably not cash flowing $27,000. But you can see that versus the cash flow, you write it off and essentially wouldn't pay tax on it. What else can we write off? Well, we can write off the interest. Yes, the interest that we're paying on the loan. We write that off. The property taxes, we can write those off to 100%, my friends. Your personal home that you own, there's a cap on how much property tax you can write off. But your rental property, you can write off 100% of the property taxes, believe it or not. When I said the laws are written to make real estate the perfect vessel, they really, really are. Okay. Repairs. You got to make a repair to the house. Guess what? Write off. Okay. Just about everything you do within that investment is a write off. You can't do that with other investments, my friends. And then there's equity capture. And we're not going to go deep into equity capture, but there's a method that we utilize where we buy the broken home, right? The eyesore, the house that really needs some work. And in doing that, we bring the value of that property up, right? We bring it back into line with what's in that neighborhood. And essentially, we are capturing the additional equity of that, okay? So my friends, those are just a few brief reasons that make passive income so sweet within real estate. There's really not a better way to do it. I just tried to cover 10. And if you think writing a blog or selling ebooks or audiobooks or photos online or online courses is passive income, you're sorely mistaken, my friends. So I want you to start today. If you've already started, I want you to keep going. If you've started and then stopped, and I do meet some of you that had bought rental property 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago, and then you just never kept pushing it and pushing it, I want you to reinvest. I want you to look at it again. Passive income truly has the ability to rewrite your future, okay? Start with small, good choices and compound them. One rent house won't retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 to $50,000 won't retire you, but it's a start. Point is, my friends, I want you to make good choices on a daily basis, and then when you look back, we're going to call that success. That does it for today's show. Until next week, my name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great Sunday.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.